Tom Iveco. He is the program manager for the University of Michigan Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, which presents Michigan local government leaders' initial responses to the state's new Economic Vitality Incentive Program. Whew, Tom, I'm exhausted already, Tom.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us specifically, break it down for us, what you do there.
Well, we do surveys of local government leaders all across the state, every county, city, village, and township. We try to interview both the chief elected official and the chief appointed official. And for this most recent survey, we focused on issues of, as you say, the new Economic Vitality Incentive Program that replaced the statutory revenue sharing program. And also issues of data, of performance measurement and management.
Now, this EVIP requires certain eligible local governments to certify that they have met state-specified standards for best practices in three categories in order to receive state funding. So this is important. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is an innovative policy change that Governor Snyder launched and the legislature enacted. Formerly, the statutory revenue sharing program provided state funds to local governments, to only a portion of local governments, and that number was decreasing over time over the last decade as the state finances, were going downhill. But so in the past, it was a formula-based program, set of very complex formulas, determined how much each of these eligible local governments got. And what the governor did was to replace that formula-based program with an incentive program designed to encourage local governments to reform some of their operations. And the first thing that we've looked at is the first of the three areas, accountability and transparency. And the way the governor tried to do that is having local governments create dashboards, performance dashboards, that they put on their websites, and these are used to show citizens and other stakeholders key indicators of the local government's fiscal health and operation.
Overall, how are the state's municipalities doing, and how are we doing here in mid-Michigan?
Well, the local governments have been under a severe fiscal strain that's been getting worse over time. The interesting thing coming out of this particular survey is the use of these funding incentives are working. I think one thing it's showing us is local governments today are pretty desperate for money. And so when the state has kind of put this carrot out there of here's some money if you'll adopt our best practices, it's working. Local governments that are eligible are pursuing that money by creating these dashboards.
All right, overall, 90% of the eligible jurisdictions say they have created a performance dashboard or will do so in the next 12 months. By comparison, only 26% of the jurisdictions that are eligible for the EVIPS funding have created a dashboard. Tell us, here in mid-Michigan, how are we doing?
So in mid-Michigan, we haven't broken it down in this report geographically. So I can't yet say exactly how effective the incentives are in that particular region. There are some differences. In particular, what we look at is population size in this report primarily, and there are differences by population size, such that larger jurisdictions are more likely to create these dashboards. However, even among the small jurisdictions across the state, if they're eligible for the funding, an overwhelming percentage of them are creating these dashboards. Often we find significant differences by population size, and it's not as significant here. Whether it's a big or a small place, the incentives are pushing local governments to adopt the dashboards, somewhat more likely in big places, but even the small places are pursuing the funding.
All right. I recently read statewide most Michigan local leaders questioned the efficiency of the performance dashboards, and only a small minority of local officials in Michigan believe that the adaptation of the dashboard reports will be effective in improving the overall performance of their governments. You agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think it is probably going to be different in different places. One thing that we found here is there's more support for these dashboards among the larger jurisdictions, and in some ways that kind of makes sense. One thing that we heard frequently from leaders of small communities across the state is they feel like these dashboards are not going to add much value. They think that they already provide information to their citizens, to their residents, and that they're small enough that in many cases the local leaders on a first-name basis with many of the citizens in that jurisdiction. And so if the citizens want to know whether spending is going up or going down, they call the supervisor on a first-name basis and say, tell me about this. In large jurisdictions where officials are further removed from the citizens, I think there's a little more belief that that these dashboards are likely to be effective.
From what you know, have local officials expressed common concerns about the dashboards, including that they sometimes measure factors beyond the control of local government?
That's right. We gathered a number of concerns from local officials. Some are fairly common about dashboards in general, and that exactly is one of them. A typical measure on some of these dashboards included on the state's template for local governments to help them design dashboards is the measure of what percent of adults in that community have a bachelor's degree. Well, that's largely out of the control of a city or a township or a village government. And so that's one example of measures on dashboards that are just outside the control of the local government. And so does it make sense to measure that? There are others, other concerns as well. For instance, another common measure is increase or decrease in spending per capita. And so the template says that if spending per capita is going down, that's a good thing. But that kind of begs the question of why is the spending going down? You can imagine that a local government perhaps laid off a lot of police officers, and that's resulted in spending going down. But is that a good thing? Dashboards get into value questions that that don't actually show in the dashboard.
Will it still be tweaked? Can it be made better, or is it going to be it is what it is?
No, it definitely can be made better. And in fact, that's one thing that we found is among jurisdictions that have adopted dashboards already, there's a significant portion of these leaders that are not satisfied with the measures that they've adopted. And so they plan to continue tweaking their measures. I imagine that a lot of places kind of rushed to adopt these dashboards. They had to do so by the middle of last fall in order to qualify for their state funding. So I get the sense that quite a few places kind of rushed to pull these together quickly to qualify for funding, but that they will continue to tweak and hopefully improve their dashboards over time.
But bottom line, if these municipalities want their money, they have to follow through with this, don't they?
That's exactly right. And that's the really innovative aspect of the governor's policy here. Again, takes us back to the beginning here. Rather than just, taking last year's funding and increasing it or decreasing it by some set percentage, they're trying to use state funding to foster reform. And it's working. Local governments are following the money.
Tom Avacco is the program manager for the University of Michigan Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy. Is that report public? Can people find a resource for that?
Yes, they can. The report is available on our website, which is CloseUp. There's no E in there, so it's closup.umich.edu.
Great stuff, Tom. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tony.